What's up, everyone? This is Tech or Die. I'm here live with Taylor V, recorded for y'all, of course. And today we want to talk about DEF CON, specifically DEF CON 30 out in Vegas. We went out there, we met up with a lot of people, made a lot of connections, got the badge for display. I know mine's is somewhere around here. There you go. We got our book, the DEF CON agenda over here as well. And yeah, there was a lot of things that popped off over there. And you know, so I figured today we talk about, you know, some of our favorite moments or highlights or the things that we had as takeaways and maybe some things that, you know, for next year's trip to prepare to make it an even better experience. So how was DEF CON for you, Taylor?
To me, DEF CON was amazing. It was an incredible experience. It was wonderful to be around so many like-minded individuals and on different paths, different roadmaps, and different ways how they got to this point, and we're all there in like a watering hole. That's how I feel like it was.
Yeah, it definitely was a great mix of people in different paths and different career arcs or career beginnings or longtime vets. And, you know, when I think about some of my favorite highlights from it, it started right away, actually, online for LineCon is what they call it, because I guess the line is so long, it's its own convention. And while the balloons are flying around and hitting people upside the head, you know, we got a chance to talk to some people, people behind us, people to the front, to the side, and all types of different directions. But it started right there, those connections, right?
Yeah. So we actually made connections there in LineCon with two individuals, and they worked for, they did Azure, AWS. He was in AWS.
Yeah, security conference, but we started off with cloud. So I thought that was interesting. But you know, it just shows how security is in everything from cloud to IoT. So, you know, all types of interested parties were there. And then from there, you know, boom. We pay our little payola, our cash, because you know, you can't use a credit card out there. But then we got our badge. And what's up with this thing? This thing plays music, it does beats. It's like a little a walking Swiss Beats, right? What is this thing?
I don't have my battery.
Oh yeah.
So you have to play yours.
Let me see if I can play the piano real quick. So yeah, so but it's more than just making beats. It's actually a little interactive a motherboard or printed circuit board where there's all types of clues and knobs and kind of things to toggle with, where it leads to what, like a series of different potential online portals or phone numbers or things like
photos,
that.
Photos, music, like hidden codes, and you can break it down as well. And it had like little hidden codes, like says DEF CON, DEF, and then the C and O.
Yeah, imagine if the Riddler attended DEF CON. It would be something like that, with a whole bunch of little side clues and hints, and not as you know, sadistic, but more, you know, more fun, right? So we went from there. Oh, before we move on to something else, then they gave us this, and I was really impressed with this. I don't know how long they did this. This is my first trip out to DEF CON, but they gave us this little agenda, which was basically in kind of graphic novel form, so to speak. A dope cover, I like it. And it just breaks down all the different villages and the different, you know, speeches and the different tracks and, you know, what to expect event-wise, networking-wise, party-wise, and just the overall itinerary. So I thought this was a nice little memento as well coming from the trip.
Yes, it was done nicely.
One of my favorite things coming out of DEF CON is, I'll start with the end, actually. The packet hacking village. So here's a pro tip going forward. When you go to DEF CON, you don't need to have like a strict itinerary, but you definitely want to make sure that the must have things or the must see things, you make it so that you go there and you get to experience it before it goes away. So long story short, didn't pay attention to the packet Hacking Village, because it was all the way in the back. It was like all the way down the corridor, and you had to make a left and you make a right or something like that. So didn't even get back there until about Saturday. And then Saturday, we both go there and we see that, oh wow, botnets, honeypots, DDoS attacks, all for everyone to dabble with and to experience with. And I saw you were working on a terminal. I was a couple of computers down. What were you working on?
I was working on creating a honeypot. That's what we were doing in a honey mag. And that was that package. We were there at the last minute, so I think we had only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after the 30 minutes, we had to leave. And yeah, I wish I would have spent more time at the packet village. So if you are there, if when you go, spend time there. As well as they also had CFs.
The CTFs, yes, that were taking place there at the same time. Yeah.
Carry the flag.
Yeah.
Yes. So those, and they had those all different days. So I would also look into those because they were very cool and interactive.
Yeah, it was cool. And I like the room itself because it had the perfect ambiance for like a hacker room, right? It would be, it had the purple neon kind of lighting. And then it was dark, like you said, and you had everyone with the computers, and then it had the EDM music, I think it was, or something like that. So you're just sitting there typing like douche, 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 you know what I'm saying?
You're just like in your own zone.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sitting there and all the Linux that I thought I didn't know comes flying back, and I'm ls this, and looking up directories and all that stuff and moving around in a directory. So but it just kind of felt like, you know, it was a hacker vibe there in the midst of a hacker conference. Speaking of the hacker vibe, I did bring a burner phone, but I didn't really make use of it. Yeah, I didn't really make use of it because it was kind of like, I just had a lot going on and carrying and things like that. But my phone has been acting a little funny ever since. I don't know about you. So I got to go through a little, some sort of reformat or something. I don't know.
My phone's pretty good. But I also didn't have a burner phone. I came there with the idea of having a piece of paper, splitting a piece of paper, asking for names, numbers, and LinkedIns. But the more when I got there and I pulled out that little piece of paper and the world has moved so much into technology, I was very, backwards, or, everyone kept being like, yeah, you can follow me on LinkedIn, and handing their phone. So it was no point of my little piece of paper. But other than that, I didn't have anything new or interesting pop up on my phone.
Yeah, so, you had that. You had the security scare. But then, for the most part, it was fun. It's a very chill vibe. Everyone, one of the things one of my big takeaways coming from that conference was, all the networking and the phone calls and the emails you do throughout the year, it's just not as powerful as when you're in a room with a lot of people. Yes. And everyone's on that same wavelength. And, I'm talking to CEOs, yes, but I'm talking to people that have other ranks that are just as noteworthy. People dealing with the Biden administration in terms of cybersecurity policy, people working in all types of exotic aspects of IT and security that doesn't make the newspapers, right, or the front page, so to speak. And when I'm dealing with these people and talking to these people, I'm realizing, conferences are a really great way for someone looking to grow their career, or looking to, get into a career in IT or any, market-based conference. So that was one of the big things that I took away from the conference.
That was a huge one, networking. It was you could have not networked all year, went to that conference, and that was all the networking you needed. I also like that it was a man. I'm going to take this idea. So if he ever watches this, I did get the idea from you. Next year, I'm going to go to DEF CON. I'm going to perform a talent or something with my little box. And it's to say, paper penetration testing. Or you remember when we walked past them? So he had he was playing the violin and his little violin case. And he was like, helped to pass his security plus. And that was extremely, that was cute. And, it was innovative because you wouldn't think to do that on your chill time. And a lot of people actually, supported the cause, so it was cool. That was a cool little different thing. I love to look at ways of being creative and different. I will never forget his face. Something that was, you know, a networking.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a creative way to network. I remember, you know, there were people with all types of shirts. One person had a shirt. I forgot what that shirt was, but we saw it, and it was like a really interesting way he kind of reverse hacked it so everyone would pay attention to his shirt. But maybe it'll come back to me in a second.
It was another man. He had a backpack with an alligator. He was from Florida, so his whole thing was, you know, kind of centered around Florida. It was another man. Like, all of, like, they definitely, you know, networked in their own way, and it was really cool to see all of the creative styles and you know, cool things. The duckies, the rubber duckies.
Oh yeah,
cool,
yeah.
The flash drives.
Yeah. Make sure you grab them and put them into your laptop ASAP. Nothing bad will happen, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty cool as well. And you know, and it wasn't until day 2.5 before I realized there was a whole nother section by the Flamingo, and where Blue Team Village and Red Team and all that stuff was, because I'm looking at the map and I'm like, where is Blue Team? Where is Red Team? And then I'm realizing it's not even in this building. And then you have to kind of cut through the streets and get to Flamingo and the other casinos, which I thought was pretty cool, because the conference was, if you didn't go, the conference was like interwoven between, like, you know, the street. It had one main section, but then you had to go through a couple of casinos or a couple of streets or whatever. So you kind of get the Vegas vibe. You got the Vegas, you know, tourist people walking around and all the other, you know, strange exotic things you'll see walking around in Vegas if you haven't been there. And then at the same time, it's still a security conference. One of the things that was another takeaway for me was this badge. And I know, you know, we brought it up a little bit earlier before, but it's not just, you know, the clever wordplay and some of the tricks that come with the badge, but it also was like a symbol, you know, walking down the street. So, you know, there was one day, I think it was a Thursday or a Friday, and we kind of went our separate ways, and I'm just trying to go back to the hotel room, trying to, you know, just rest and relax. And a couple of people see me walking down the street, and they got the badge, and I got the badge on, and they're like, hey, what are you doing, bro? And I'm like, not much. They're like, hey, let's go get some tequila. So we go get some drinks. So I hang around with them. I connect with them, you know, LinkedIn and all that stuff, a couple of shots, and then back to the hotel room. Another group of people see me U-turn right back to another bar on the strip. Now I'm like, all right, now I think I have my fun, right? So I finally make it back to the hotel. I walk past the, you know, the corridor to go towards the my room. And these four or five people are sitting on these couches. What are you doing, bro? I guess I'm chilling with y'all too, right? And that's what we did. So we chilled to like one. And that's why, you know, I spoke with a software engineer turned pen tester. And I spoke with a gentleman, I alluded to it earlier, a cybersecurity, let me see, Josh. And he does cybersecurity policy drafting for the Biden administration. So, and he was just talking to me about all the ups and downs of going through that process and dealing with a company, probably shouldn't say their name, so I don't wanna get into any issues, but how they were basically hating on his policy back in 2012 and 14, when Obama was still president. And I'll just leave it at that. But eventually he was able to.
Josh. I hope nobody knows.
Oh yeah,
like, Josh, it's you.
Josh, that's you. You just got put on blast. my bad, bro. but he's a good dude. Good dude. We were talking, we were vibing. He was talking about, you know, all the ups and downs of getting that policy finally out the gate. And it took until, you know, after the previous administration, this administration, and it's a cybersecurity framework. I was a little, like I said, this is the third round. It's 12, 13, 14 hours, you know, walking around. So, you know, I don't really have the schematics, you know, down per se, but it was a pretty good conversation. But overall, it just, you know, just to underscore the point, like this thing, you know, everywhere you went, people would like, you know, shout you out outside of the conference. And it was like your way into another, you know, like a speakeasy or some sort of you know, secret bar club or something like that when you're out in Vegas. You know, I don't know if that was your experience.
My experience, so I actually connected with someone on the trip at the conference. So me and her hung out a lot. And well, we would have the vibes. Just like one time we were told that we were going to hack people's things. People were aware that this is like, you know, you're in a hackers conference. And that's probably the cool thing to me is that, well, it was, I don't know. It was kind of cool, kind of. You know, it was new for the book. She'll never get it again. You know, you'll never get people to be like, stay away.
You know, I was talking to someone from there. I was on TikTok the other day, and someone I spoke to after we got back, all three people are pen testers, and they say the same thing. Whenever people ask them, what do? They kind of hesitate, because if they start saying, well, you know, I get paid to like break into like websites or actual buildings and things like that, people go, oh, okay, start feeling for their wallet and stuff like that and backing up. So you got to kind of be careful how you position yourself with that. But, you know, it's all good. Sometimes people don't understand, you know how important these things are. Case in point, that recent Uber hack that took place a couple of days ago with the an 18-year-old kid. He might have been at DEF CON too, you know? So
Probably,
yeah. I remember one of my favorite moments, though. It was with you, and it was with... not LineCon, but I'm gonna call this one PhotoCon. And I don't know, maybe you can break that one down.
Well, we went to take pictures. Like I said, I had connected with another young lady. So, you know, what do young people do? Take pictures. So by every banner, we run over there and take pictures. Oh, it was three of us. And it was John as well. But John, you know, this was we were running and taking the pictures. John was more so like, all right, you know, no, girls are like, okay, let's make sure we got the best one. So, you know, more people come over and they start to be like, well, we could take your pictures for you. So they take all of our pictures as a group, John included. And then after I took the pictures for them, and it was a cool experience because we literally created a line after that to make it, to take a picture by this sign. And it was like, you know, and then we left and all went about our way, and it was a line for the photo.
Yeah, that line was not there until after we arrived. And it was like creating a little tornado or an event space within the event space. It was pretty entertaining. But yeah, connecting. You met your friend. I met a gentleman named Wes as well. He's actually located here in Atlanta as well.
This isn't our only DEF CON episode. Make sure to check out It Takes a Village and DEF CON, The Survival Guide with Ebony Nienya.
Hold on, let me, I got my notes here. That's why I have my laptop here. Let me see. There was a couple more things to make sure. The merchandise. So that line, that's the real line con. They talk about the line. No. The merchandise is the real line con.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And you know, if you want to take a look, those goons, yeah, the goons are for, by the way, they are goons. They will basically tackle you if you step out of line in any sort of way or capacity. You show up without that mask, you know, a couple of times. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Get the mask.
Put your mask on.
Yeah. But the merchandise, if you're going, I know this is definitely my thing going forward. If you're going to DEF CON next year, make sure you budget a little bit more money for purchasing merchandise, because you're going to want the merch. You're going to want the shirts. You're going to want the badges.
You have the
Wakanda badge, right?
I don't have the Wakanda badge. Okay. So I just got these two.
Right. That was a great badge.
I wanted the Wakanda badge.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was another badge too, the eye. It was another Egyptian badge. It was a lot of little badges, but yeah, you're gonna want to get a badge. You're gonna want to get the posters. It was other like the solder. They had a whole solder equipment. They had books. It looks like a library of just so many cybersecurity books, and they also had. Like a music, what was the, wasn't it like a music group as well?
There was a couple of guys there and they were talking to us about their album and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you definitely can find your group, if that makes sense. You can find your, you know, area, but with merch, that's what we were talking about. Sorry. I'll loop it.
Yeah.
Okay. With the merch though, definitely it was so much, and it's all over. You can get merch from a particular, like, girl, Black Girls Hack. Mm-hmm. You can get merch from Red Team, Blue Team, the Cloud Village. All of them had their own merch, which is extremely cool as well.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone had their merch, and it was interesting to see what was up for sale. And, I got a couple things. The big one was the DEF CON t-shirt, which I'm glad they had. Originally, they did not have, or they didn't take cash or something like that, but we were able to get through that. But yeah, I would say going forward, definitely, if you're going to go to DEF CON, budget for merch, because you're going to want to get something. Otherwise, you're going to feel real left out.
The next thing I would say to incorporate the budget for merch is the fact that at the end of it, they were selling these badges, the broken badges, for $60 and the real badges for $100. So these badges that we got that were like, with going to the conference, at the end of the conference, they knew that so many people were so tech savvy and security wise that it was a game to them to fix the badges and connect them and be able to buy new ones. So they were selling it for one seat. Well, how much? It was some ridiculous price. The badge was like one seat or something.
I feel like it was one and change, closer to 150 or 160.
Yes,
like
160.
Yeah.
And then the broken badges was
It was close to $100.
For the broken badge, for you to want to fix it. So that just shows you they'll sell you a pen.
Definitely. They'll you want to make sure that, you get some of this merch because it does hold value. Now, these badges, they came with the initial conference fee, which, by the way, compared to other conferences, is really, really, really
dope,
low.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a low fee. It doesn't.
I would
cost
think
a
this
lot.
Badge was already like $60 to make.
Yeah.
So to give it to us like at $100, that made the conference only like $200.
Yeah.
Then I definitely think the conference was worth it. I know a lot of people will be like, it's a lot, and as well as Black Hat. Black Hat is a little more, but I think it was definitely worth it. It was a wonderful experience, and everything you got, as well as the knowledge, the overload of knowledge, the overload of, seminars that there were and activities. They had interviews. Microsoft came in there and gave interviews. They had resume looks. They had so many things for you to take advantage of that it really made it worth it to me. And, if not, cost even more. Like, it was definitely a wonderful experience. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that last part. Let me put my badge on and represent fully here as well, too. But I'm glad you brought up that last part about the career help with the services. When you told me that, I was really excited for you that they had the resume review. Mm-hmm. And you got an opportunity to submit your resume to some people that can really put their eagle eye on it and say, okay, you might want to do this and emphasize that. In a conference like that, that's a really big look and a good look at that. So I was really happy to hear that you got a chance to experience that. One of the things we did participate in, on a not so high note, but I remember the OSINT challenge.
Yes, that was a dope challenge as well. We were able to help basically investigations and missing people, finding clues online. And that was, it made it, because I was doing something that actually meant a cause. These are real missing people, and we really got to do something that helped and created one positive impact. So that was like a wonderful thing to get a chance to not only work with the system and work with, it was called True Face. What was it called?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but it was definitely a worthy cause. And essentially, law enforcement is overwhelmed with all of the additional potential clues online as to, potential whereabouts of where certain people are. So it's pretty much outsourced or crowdsourced, where people who specialize in open source intelligence, basically, you know, knowing how to, you know, look up things online or find potential information from social media or the social media of their parents or things like that, can help law enforcement with new clues as to the whereabouts of where some of these people are, and, you know, or maybe bring closure for some people as well. So it's an interesting hack, so to speak, or interesting participation at DEF CON that had like real world implications, even though it was a challenge.
Yes.
So yeah, that was interesting as well too. Any other takeaways from DEF CON?
Let's see. The parties were cool too. They had little gigs. I think overall the whole thing was put very well organized, well, and done well. Like, of course, every event has their little hiccups, but you definitely can see that this has been a long-standing event. You know, they have their stuff together, how the book was done, mm-hmm. how even the they did have an app. They created an app to know. Now, you don't know if the app was good or bad, but they definitely created an app so you could know what was going on during the times and just be digitally connected. Also, they had secret clubs, so you all have secret codes, and they turned around. I still might have some of them in my phone. There are puzzle pieces that if you got the puzzle piece, you were able to go to a secret party, secret club. I was not able to get the puzzle piece. I cannot tell you what was inside the club, and if I did, I still couldn't tell you.
That's right, secret, right?
Yeah, you know, but I want to show you the puzzle pieces. I don't know if they'll be able to see.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Yes, this was the little puzzle piece.
I remember seeing that. Yeah, that actually might show up on the camera. Actually, yeah, I remember seeing something like that. Yeah,
and here was another one.
What is that? Sanskrit? What is that? Hieroglyphics?
This. Okay. I wanted to go to this one. Yeah. Is that one? Whoever fixed this code, yeah. So somebody just came up to us. They had actually did black hat. So you just have to, it's just word of mouth, and they take a picture of the code. If you can connect it, you find out where the party was. And I thought that was a cool take on it. I thought they did a lot of just cool creative things that were, that created us to network with each other and not be so... Black Girls Hack had a event, so I go in there, and they have this event where we're doing like a scavenger hunt or like bingo, but you have to get 6 names, so they have this whole bingo list, and it's like who got their security plus, who got OSP, like all of these just like, you know, who worked for this company or who did this, and we had to go and network around, and if you got 2 roles, you were able to win, but they still had to be in the room. So you have all these people just running around trying to make sure all their people don't leave. And I actually won that one, and they were giving out memberships. They also had picture day, so they took your picture, professional photo, and all of that. So it just was a wonderful experience. So you got so much. You got so much in those 3 days, as well as being able to clock out and deal with the Vegas scene and the Vegas, you know, ambiance. Make sure to be decisive with what hotels you pick. I would definitely say that as well. So I left my hotel and I felt like I didn't have to worry about hackers and anybody in it. But I know a lot of people were in Caesar's Palace. You know, of course, that is the big hotel. So everyone, I know Caesar's Palace probably got a huge hit because, oh yeah, but... That's what I would say.
Yeah, in terms of the hotels, I knew I was up the creek the moment I touched down because I got to my hotel 2:00, a little bit earlier check-in, and kind of just chill for a second. 7:00, all this noise, I hear music, I go outside, and there was a B-Sides conference, another convention. So that B-Sides, Black Hat, and DEF CON all in the same kind of time frame. And everyone's walking around with badges, and I'm like, and I remember what you said before the trip, try to get a hotel far away, John, because if you get close to the spot, you're going to be there with all the hackers.
Like being walking distance, don't try to be too far, so you got to catch Uber everywhere. But you don't want to be in the You don't want to be in the water, in the water attack. You don't want to be where it's like everyone is saturated and they're all just on their phone looking for you to make a mistake. You want to be able to let your hair breathe, let your hair down, and just relax, you know? So I definitely think to, you know, be careful with that.
Yeah, as soon as I saw all the badges, I pulled out my phone and I said, okay, time to delete all my Wi-Fi networks. Definitely turn off this Bluetooth and Wi-Fi real quick. Might have to turn off cellular too, you know? Yeah. But didn't do that. But yeah, it almost got there. So, but yeah, I think for the Black Girls Village, I was really impressed with Black Girls Village. All right. So, because I saw it from your perspective, it was Friday or Saturday. And then when we kind of linked up again, sometime midday or whatever in the conference, and you just started just unloading all the things that you were experiencing, with the resume, the pictures, and then going back for the interview practice or an actual interview. I wasn't sure which one it was, and I'm just sitting there like, man, they really came correct this year. do they always do that? Yeah.
They definitely came together as a, they had a lot of moving parts as well. Just the person to take pictures, Microsoft, you know, just so many. And those weren't the only ones. They did CTF trainings and so many conventions. Black and Cyber was another one. They also do a lot of stuff, did so many seminars. They actually interviewed a lot of us that were in there, just about why we were there, what our passion was within it. Gave cards. They had a raffle. They also had a lot of things to be involved in, as well as like drinks on the Ferris wheel. We didn't get to meet those, but
we didn't get to do that. And you know, me and Ferris wheel, we don't have a good relationship. That was a okay. So the Ferris wheel in Atlanta, that's big. But that's nothing compared to this. This thing is like Statue of Liberty big. Yeah.
I would have loved to have one on it.
Oh, yeah. I would have been looking up like, ah, nice to see you. Yeah. And those, if you got a fear of heights, that ain't the thing for you. But I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it's fun when you're with a group. Everybody kind of mellow out, like you said, to get a little couple of drinks or maybe something like that. Yeah. But yeah, that Ferris wheel was, you know, that was a big Ferris wheel. So, yeah, so there was a lot going on in Vegas with DEF CON. It was my first time out in Vegas, so that was a double, you know, sense of excitement for me. The infamous Strip, it is infamous for a reason. Yes, it's touristy. Yes, you know, a lot of sightseers, but you are going to see some sights out there. And, you know, leave the kids at home. That's all I can say for that. That's number one. And number two, there's another spot in Vegas that no one brought up until I got there and all the Uber drivers were telling me about. That's Fremont. That's downtown where things get a little bit more loose. And I'll just leave it at that for those that know. But I had a lot of fun at DEF CON. I'm definitely going back next year. One of the things I'm going to make sure I do is I'm going to, you know, pay a little bit more attention to the website, to the itinerary. You know, that packet hacking village is definitely, I'm going to get that out the way first. Whenever they get set up, the first or second day, you got botnets, you got DDoS, you got honeypots. I'm in the market. Take my money. You know, I'm trying to participate in that and understand and learn those concepts and do those things. And it felt really great and empowering because, you know, I do a lot of Linux in terms of teaching or training and things like that. But to actually put into a play and to actually, you know, put together some sort of attack or at least be walked through attack, that was a really good experience for me.
I agree. I will be going back to DEF CON as well. My takes on it would be yes, to do my itinerary, plan out more of what I want to do. Definitely packet filtering has to be a day of that. I would also come there with more of networking things, maybe like I don't know, like a shirt or a custom or have my own creativity like they did with the alligator and the different little things. Just have my own little niche that yeah, it's experience on. But other than that, network. I would definitely say that. And make sure that you keep a rapport with the people that you network with. Sometimes it's very easy for us to network and be a rememberable face, but, you know, life goes so fast, you don't keep a rapport and they don't remember you. Or if you have that much of a memorable face, they remember you, but the opportunity they have isn't for you anymore. So, you know, so that's one thing I'll say, network and follow up. Network and follow up. Those are my biggest takes on DEFCON.
Definitely. If you take the time to go out there, you take the time to make space in your busy schedule to go out there. You want to come back with more than just, you know, pamphlets and badges. You want to come back with some connections, some real connections, and you don't want to let those connections kind of, you know, die off. You want to keep it warm. Pro tip, I didn't do it this time. I probably, well, I don't know, maybe not do it next time. But they say when you meet people, you know, you do the business card thing, you do the LinkedIn thing. But what you really should do, if possible, is take a selfie with that person.
I'm definitely going to do that next time because I would have remembered. I talked to so many people. It was really so hard to keep up with it. And I think that next year I will be more selective, or not more selective, but more intentional with just remembering, because I was just the kid at the candy store. Everybody I saw, I'm just like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? Hi, what's next? You know, my name's Taylor. Where you come from? Where's your state? You know, what brought you here? Like, I'm just talking to everybody. And it's so hard for you to, of course, I remember the faces that I needed to link, you know, that I wanted to connect back with. But when I'm looking at a million and one business cards, a million and one LinkedIn's, it's so hard to know which one was the Microsoft lady that told me, send her my resume, and she got me, from the lady who owns Black Hat, from the lady who owns, even though I do know all those people. So if y'all watch this, I know y'all. But I'm just saying.
Oh, we good.
Yes, I'm just saying. It was very overwhelming to have all of those, to have talked to a million people. I've networked with a million people, and now you're swamped, and now you're wondering too, what did we talk? You know, like, okay, now do I send a generic, you know, nice meeting you, da 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 da, or, you know, so that's what I would say. Make your network connections personable, because it's easy. You've succeeded. The person who connected with five people and were able to go back home and keep in contact with three of them succeeded way more than the person that took to 100 people and 100 people saw her face but only connected with went back with only two of them. Mm-hmm. Even the other three, they can, you know, that five more connections you made were stronger than those 100 connections. So that's another thing, like, you know, that I would going back and doing it over, I'll make sure that I specifically know everybody to a T.
Yeah, I was able to maintain some form of savvy. So when I would speak with someone, I would kind of go, you know, in a corner or step away for a second, and I would go on my phone and I would just make a note of that conversation. Like, you know, it's been 2 minutes, just, hey, you know, we talked about this, you know, she said this, he said that, or whatever. And then when I did my follow-ups, you know, coming back from the trip, I would throw that in there, and that led to two business connections for me. For this show, and one for the show and one for, you know, my personal professional development, career development. And so whether it's the selfie or just making sure, like you say, to make it personable, make it a deep entrenched connection, it goes a long way. I can't stress enough, going out there, it just totally opened my mind to the possibility of, you know, what's out there. You know, I know about, you know, cybersecurity and tech and all that stuff, but, you know, when you're in a room or in a convention with all those people, things start to really become crystal clear.
But yes, I definitely agree. Make it crystal clear the connections that you want to take on, so it's not a million and one. You go home with a million and one. I mean, I had screenshotted business cards, so I just had a list going through my phone to the actual business cards that I had, to the remembering this person said that, you know, so doing all of that. And if you are, I'm, you know, network how you network. If you are going to do that, what I would say is just know every day. Check in with yourself every day. And that is what saved me a little bit to where I was able to know every day, at least the important or the people that I wanted to circle back with. So at the end of the night, just to register. Okay, I talked to this so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. These four people were very, you know, they made a remark on me. They were memorable for me. I'm going to keep those, put a star on those names. I'm going to photo, you know, remember their face. And that's how I was able to remember.
Taylor, you are on it. I don't think anyone forgot you. And if they did, they weren't there. You were on it. Cause I remember, we linked up somewhere on a Thursday or something like that. And I said, oh, I spoke to like three or four people. You're like, yeah, I spoke to 10. And I'm like, what? I said, okay, I gotta go. I got seven more people to speak to, you know? So yeah, you were on it and you were really taking advantage of that space, that time, that opportunity. And yeah, just keep staying in contact. We know about, you know, Orly, right? Great connection. As soon as when you introduced me to her and I saw y'all too, I said, oh, y'all like sisters. Yeah. Just
she is my Texas. That is that. She was definitely same goal. You know when you're vibing on the same energy. So she was.
Yeah. So I had I had a tech bro moment with Wes as well. And a couple others, but you know, but yeah, so you know, you meet people, like you say, on the same vibe, same wavelength, and honestly, everyone that's there is looking to network. I don't think people, maybe somebody, but for the most part, I think most people are there, they're more open and more willing to talk and open up about, you know, their journey and be more helpful than in a typical setting, you know, regular, you know, a business call, email or Zoom or something like that. So definitely going back next year, DEF CON 31. I don't know what the logo will be, but this one's a hot one.
Yes.
I really like the D3FC0N.
Homecoming,
yeah. And it really meant something because, you know, with COVID as well. So it timed up perfectly in terms of the numbering there. But definitely going back next year. And I hope it'll you know, be just as fun, if not more, and just as impactful, if not more, in my life.
Same, definitely. I'll be back next year.
All right. Well, take care, y'all. We'll be back with more from Tech or Die. Remember, success is a choice.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. Take care.
Subscribe to Tech or Die so you'll automatically get a notification when the newest episode drops. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and most podcast directories. You can also play the show straight from the website, techordie.com. If you want to learn more about DEF CON, check out our episode called It Takes a Village. That's where Ebony and I break down what we're most excited to see at this year's DEF CON event. We're on social media too. Check us out on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Wherever you are in this world, remember one thing: success is a choice.